You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A big change to the state's FOIL laws happened with the passage of the state budget last month as it pertains to who can request arrest files. As WAER's John Smith reports, the amendment was partially intended to shield people from being exploited.
One brief line tucked inside an omnibus bill in the state budget is causing a lot of confusion among law enforcement and their legal departments. It reads, prohibits disclosure of law enforcement booking information and photographs. So what does that mean exactly?
Does the public interest in seeing the material outweigh the individual's privacy right? It got rid of that. And now, to get mugshots through FOIL, a person has to show a legitimate law enforcement purpose, which is just silly. You know, they have to show that it serves law enforcement's interest in order for mugshots to be released to the public.
That's Justin Harrison, a legislative attorney for the New York Civil Liberties Union. He says the law doesn't really prevent police departments from changing their arrest photo release practices and other booking materials.
You can usually get mugshots via a FOIL request. Not anymore under this law. Now you have to show a law enforcement purpose, and the law does not define law enforcement purpose, and so because the law is relatively new, we don't know what that means. We don't know how agencies and courts are going to interpret it, and that's where it sits.
He adds that before the amendment was made to the state's FOIL law, the average citizen, journalist, and researcher could simply file a request for mugshots. However, Harrison says authorities can still decide if they want to release mugshots. Syracuse Police Public Information Officer Matthew Malinowski agrees.
Using the interpretation of the law with our department's legal counsel and the city's legal team, we've determined that there is specific law enforcement purposes that we can use booking photos. Examples of those would be for missing person investigations or where there's a wanted party that we feel that we need the public's assistance in.
It may come as a surprise to hear Sergeant Malinowski reference mugshots outside of arrest cases, and that's where all of this began, because of website owners obtaining mugshots through FOIL to make a profit by posting them online and keeping them there until the individuals paid up. Brett Warchowski is an author of a book about the state's FOIL laws and a professor of management and media at Utica College. He says people who may have been arrested for low-level offenses were very concerned by the tactics of predatory pay-to-remove websites.
So when you see a name on an arrest report, it carries a much different weight than a mugshot. And when a mugshot's released, people have sort of a different emotional connection to it as opposed to their name, which I've always thought was odd because it's so easy now to identify people, especially in public places with the advent of video and public video cameras.
He believes the decisions that authorities make to release mugshots or not will prove to be very difficult to discern.
You know, how does that play out? Where if you have the mugshot, if you have somebody who's committed a crime or allegedly committed a crime and had a prior offense, and you do have him or her in their mugshot, now you're going to have to think twice about releasing that. It doesn't really make sense. I haven't heard anybody say, you know what, this is a really good idea.
Republican Senator Bob Antonacci of Syracuse voted down the entire state budget, but he supports avoiding the sale and exploitation of mugshots. He believes that authorities have been doing a good job of interpreting the new law.
Different county sheriff's departments across the state are coming up with their own policies that they're going to continue to release the mugshots. And I guess unless the governor's office decides to sue them or some other group decides to sue them, I'm good with that. I mean, you know, business as usual is fine by me in this area. But again, I would caution all that, you know, if someone is accused of a crime and ultimately, you know, found not guilty or the charges are dismissed, they shouldn't have to, you know, be continually harangued and hounded by a mugshot being out in the universe.
However, the senator says he supports mugshots as a means for safety of the accused and the public. He believes the photos and police reports should remain accessible to the public, something that the new FOIL law curtails. John Smith, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.